Weekday Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
There you go now.
There you go now. Right, we're doing this, by the way, just, I mean, not that it'll probably matter to you, to be perfectly honest with you, one way or the other, but just in case, we're doing this.
This is an emergency podcast.
Yeah, we're doing it earlier than we'd normally do it, because there's a chance, you know, with the storm Eowyn, whatever you pronounce it, where, you know, in case for some reason we weren't in tomorrow, like we were dead or something, you know, as a result of having tried to make it
in. Be careful now, because anything could happen. Horrible things could happen in the next 24 hours.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. And like, you know, we're going to be risking life and limb to come and entertain the Nova Nation. Something dreadful might happen. And this might be our, these might be some of our final words.
Well,
preserved forever and ever.
Wow. I was about to say something profound.
Right. I'll wait.
Oh.
It could be a while.
I've always loved Jaffa cakes. and orangey chocolate things. So, yeah.
Don't mention orange. I know.
Never say no to a dessert. Think about the people who waved goodbye to the said no to the dessert cart on the Titanic. I think that's always a good analogy and a good way to live your life.
That is the way to do it.
You don't know when your ship's about to sink.
This is an interesting one, I have to say, because it's the first time I've ever seen PJ Gallagher even remotely concerned.
I am slightly concerned
about anything like that. Like, I mean, literally when. Was it Beast for the Beast in the East?
Yeah,
no, that was way back. That
was 2018. That was when it happened. Yeah,
or was it? Was that when you got stuck in the snow?
That's when I got stuck in the snow.
Despite the fact that he was literally living around the corner, some of us came down from Mount Everest.
I don't know how you did it.
Well, it's because
I don't know. The guards had to take me out, and the guards' car broke, and they tried to pull me. Oh my God, it was awful. Oh gee, and all the help the guards tried to give me and all.
Yeah.
Which they didn't even have to, really, when I think about it.
And because now you take a coastal road into work, and the idea that... I'd say your RNLI training will come in handy, you know, when you get swept out to sea.
Well, as you said, I might be the only biker to be lost at sea.
Yeah.
Ever. In the history of motorcycling. And maybe the only one who was ever lost at sea.
You're not
sea,
really
you know?
Going to take on... Actually, do you know...
No, I don't
forget
think
about
I am.
The motorbike. You'd use that thing that you transported the fridge in.
Imagine the big baby bike, the cargo bike with the big thing in the front. Trying it.
Wow.
I literally wouldn't
get
anywhere.
That would be a kite. You would end up looking like E.T.
I'd be like
E.T. It'd be like that thing going
up. That would literally be it. I'd be flying through the air. And as you said, screaming at the top of my voice, I regret nothing!
Yeah. Because normally now you are, you know, relatively gung-ho.
I am.
You're not really a worrier.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, there was that one time.
Took a little bit of a holiday to get away from that level of worry. But I know what you're saying. I'm like shaking the champagne bottle. I sit there quite calmly most of the time.
Yeah.
If it pops, by Jesus, it pops.
Normally, but, though, you are a sort of, it'll be grand.
It'll be grand sort of attitude. All through the ice and all that over the last few weeks, I still got in the motorbike and came in. I still felt relatively safe, despite the advice and telling other people not to do it. There you go. That's me all over. But with this storm, I am nervous. I think this will be a one where I go, actually, do you know something?
Yeah.
When they start saying things like record wind speeds that have never been before recorded, and when the Portuguese Met Office are going, let's watch what happens to Ireland this week, as it is, you know, you start going, right, when that sounds scary, right? That's proper scary.
We were
stuff.
Getting texts on the show today saying that. Storm chasers. You know, you get these crazy people, primarily in the States, I suppose, because in fairness to them, they do have a lot of typhoons
and
hurricanes.
That's where most of the crazies are.
Big storms. And indeed,
you know,
yes, not only are most of the storms there, most
that's
of the crazies.
All the crazies. The world's greatest crazies have come from the United States.
So
you've got to give them credit for it.
Allegedly, they're literally flying in order to do their little bit of storm chasing. Around the West, I assume.
Yeah, I imagine so. But that's, I mean, they're headers, you know, and they're coming here because this is the worst weather they can find in the world in January.
At the moment,
this is the worst weather they can find in the world, and they want to chase it. So that shows you. This is potentially a very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know when you...
Mind you, it's gas. Jim, I don't know why we're talking about me and the bike and all. Whatever. I'd be the one person that would look out the window and go, we can't make it. Whereas Jim, with the apopitable snowman up on the mountain, will no matter what, come hell or high water, Jim comes to work every day like Papillon escaped the Pacific Islands to get back to France. Like, that's, you know, that's his daily journey.
It's because I'm afraid of my life of somebody going, you weren't in war today.
Yeah.
You're fired.
And him going, well,
but you don't understand.
I had to fight two lions. to get here.
I don't care.
And I was freezing and I slept the night in the pelt of a deer in the Phoenix Park. And there was a blizzard and a man with a gun and everything.
I know, yeah. Because all my neighbours...
And that's in the summer.
Yeah. Because all my neighbours or whatever. And even Yvonne is like, you know, what are you doing? Why are you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, leaving that aside.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something there.
I wrecked it.
And you wrecked it.
Ah, sure, that's now the show, isn't it?
Now I don't have a thought in my head.
Well, that's the show, isn't it? Jim comes in with a head full of ideas and professionalism and then I just burst his bubble with me bullshit. That's essentially what we do. Yeah, drag him down to my level and beat him with experience. That's what they say about a pig, isn't it?
No, I mean, I don't think tomorrow is going to be, you know, or the storm is going to be one of those ones where, you know, the way you get people, and literally because their house doesn't fall down, they go, I don't know what all the fuss was about.
Rory Cowans and
or
all
whatever,
them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like, people, because they're the one particular 1 kilometre squared area that they're in was relatively unaffected.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And they go, I don't know what the fuss was about. Meanwhile, there's 2 grannies in canoes floating down the west of Ireland, which, like, you know, helicopters can't go and save them. Yeah. Houses have been washed into the sea.
Exactly, yeah.
Power lines are down.
Absolutely.
Hospitals are bringing in generators. And some fucking clown in loafers is wandering around part of Dublin.
I don't know what the weather event's supposed to be. I mean, I didn't see anything.
I mean, have they tried not building their houses out of straw down there? You're like, you know,
there is always that
element.
Because there's a little bit of that because, like, the last time we had the snow, whatever, a few weeks ago that was, right? For some reason, like, there was literally kind of, you know, air Roundwood and Glendalough maybe and whatever. And then literally 10 minutes down the road in Ashford and Newtown or whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Perfect.
Nothing. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Because you live above the snow line, though.
And nobody believes you.
Yeah.
Nobody believes it. You think they're completely
spoofing it. Because you're 5 minutes
from
them.
It's like the equivalent of phoning in sick and doing the kind of, I'm not very well.
Yeah, they're like, I'm looking in the window. You're fine.
Yeah, so at least this time, everybody's getting it.
Yeah.
I know that's not meant to be a good thing.
That's a great way of looking at it. You're all getting it. Every money is getting it. Yeah.
By the way, actually,
please be safe. Yeah, please be mocking because
when people are listening to this, they could be listening to it and they're blooming, you know, I don't know, their telephone pole came down
or
something.
Well,
that's
it. You know? I mean, hopefully nobody is really seriously injured or killed or anything like that. So please do be safe. It's really important to do look at and try. And remember, no job, unless you're Jim McCabe, is worth as much as your life.
What?
No job.
Right, okay.
You know, job.
That's God forbid that you'd end up on your own having to press the buttons and stuff.
Well, I just think it's okay for you to risk your life to get me out of trouble, but nobody else should do that. Nobody else should do that. So please look after yourselves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there a weird... We do have a fascination, though, with it as well, like the idea of disaster. What is it in the human condition that is kind of like...
Hardwired for disaster.
Yeah.
Hardwired to
disaster
know
horrible
movies, things.
Looking at news from other places.
Yeah. Remember in the 80s, in the early 80s, they tried a good news newspaper. And it was, before internet or any of that, they tried a good news newspaper where you could read and find out all the good things that were going on in the world. And it would hopefully skew your perspective to know that the world is mostly good, but that human beings focus almost exclusively
that'll do.
Almost exclusively on the bad. So 80% is our focus. But no one cared. It was the biggest flop, the newspaper.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what was the reaction? Well, of course, it was a shite idea. You know, it was interesting because it failed.
Yeah.
It wasn't interesting when it was good, but it was interesting when it failed.
Most people hearing that or whatever, or buying that or seeing it for the first time probably thought, sure, all that is a lot of people boasting about how good their lives is.
Yeah.
If they were me, they'd know all about it.
Yeah, blatant braggarts.
A wonderful community spirit shown and they built a new hospital. Oh, well, fucking hell for them.
What's the waiting times like for 6 bleeding months to get a finger fixed, Elvis?
It's the human condition.
It is the human condition.
Human condition.
It really is.
It really,
no matter what you do, there'll always be one. You can win £1 million. Someone can walk up to you and give you £1 million and say, you've won the nicest chap I know competition and you didn't even know you entered it. And somebody goes, that all I'm worth? £1 million fucking quid. Nicest chap you know. So everyone you know is a prick anyway.
Yeah.
You can't win.
Yeah.
You can't win.
It's like, imagine if you, you know the way when you greet somebody like, how's it going? Ah, you know yourself, grand, whatever. You know, it's always, yeah, it's a moderate. Now you don't go, oh, you know what I mean? It's absolutely shocking. Oh, my life is terrible. Because immediately people go, well, I'm not fucking standing.
Sorry I asked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But likewise, you'd never go the other way. How's it going, PJ?
Yeah.
Like, do you know something? I genuinely don't know if my life could be better. I am absolutely, I love my life. I love being alive. Like somebody would literally go,
oh, imagine.
What?
Yeah. So how are you getting on? Ah, sure. Look, what problems will I have? I'm fucking stinking rich. Stinking rich.
Yeah.
Anything I want, I can have.
Yeah. Everybody loves me.
Honestly,
I'm hugely popular.
And even if they don't, I just pay them to say nice things to me. Or I pay them out of my way. You know, I'd have them removed. So I'm living the high life.
Imagine the reaction you get from people.
Yeah,
or what people would say about you if you went on like that.
Dude, are you serious? I am serious. Thank you so much for asking. Very few people do ask you.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Honestly, literally never been better. And you want to see the amount of the opposite sex who are literally cannot get enough of my attention. It's wonderful.
They can't keep their hands off
They
me.
Literally can't. And they all say how interesting I am. And it's just great. Anyway, how are you? You go fuck yourself.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That is exactly it.
Ah, shut your hole. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay.
It's,
you know?
It's almost like we're obsessed with sort of being same as you. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, same
as much
you.
As we say we want to get ahead or whatever, but you don't really want to admit. You know what I mean? You go, ah, sure, you know yourself. Just, you're like, ah, you know, ticking along.
Ticking along, yeah.
Brad, yeah. Not too high, not too low.
Yep.
You go either one of those ways and you immediately everybody turns
slapped
against
in the face,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to go out with a girl who grew up in Uganda, of all places, right? And she says, in Uganda, when you meet someone, you go, how are you? They all say, you know the way here we say grand?
Mm.
Over there they go, somehow I'm all right. That's what they say. That's what they're at, yeah.
Uganda.
Not in my accent, obviously, but they all go, somehow.
Uganda is obviously a warmer Ireland. That's a very Irish
isn't
phrase.
It? Yeah, somehow, in spite of it all,
yeah,
I'm actually all right. Shit, everything's shit. You know, as you can see, everything is shit, but I'm actually doing okay. I'm all right. I'm actually fine. I'm not bad, yeah. And that's what they say. That's how they...
I'm amazed that hasn't been translated from Irish.
I know, yeah.
It's such an Irish way.
Must have been an Irish missionary that went there.
Oh, they were all out to get me, I tell you. They were all, but you know what I mean? I'm all right. I'm all right.
Well, as you can see, everyone I know is an arsehole, and my job is shite, and my gaff's falling apart. I've no money. But I'm actually doing okay, yeah. I'm not so bad.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Not
somehow,
to be admired in that.
I'm doing okay, yeah. It's great, isn't it?
And, I mean, if you...
I have... Jim is definitely going to adopt that.
To be honest with you, no, I am going to adopt that.
Yeah.
That's another one to add to my list. What have I got so far? I've got kind of... Why can't things be easy?
Easy. It's Jim's favourite thing.
And now this... Anyway, but the other thing as well is it's a bit like that... You know, you told that story about... What I'm saying about people trying to be on the same level or people assuming that they're kind of... you know, maybe not on your level or everybody's better than, you know, somehow better off and they're surviving like
yes,
that, right?
Yes, yes,
that
yes.
story you tell about when you were on holiday and your man came over to you, looked at you.
On an island. I was on an island north of Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. I think it might have been Lisa Margarita or something. I can't remember even the name. But it was like the middle of nowhere, right?
Right.
And honestly, it was like a gorgeous island. I was sitting on a beach, you know, and you don't think you're going to ever meet English-speaking people in these places. And I'm sitting there on the beach and I see a fella coming over with his top off, milk bottle transparent sort of a bastard altogether. And he comes over to me and goes, ah, look, it's well for some. I say, you're here. You're literally here as well. I am here. Yes, it's well for me.
Yeah.
But also, do you know who else is here? Fucking you. You are here.
Yeah.
It is well for... It's just as well for you as it is for me.
But
look at you living it up, mother to James.
But somehow... Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, sure. No problem to him to be here where I am.
So, that laden life's holiday for me. He probably goes there every third Friday of the month. You know, that's the way,
I don't know. You'll never work it. We're a complicated bunch.
We are complicated human beings. We are complicated. We've already made our decisions about a lot of things before we venture, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the way. That's grand. Works both ways too.
Yeah, I was just going to say it does work both ways, because then you get the other thing where is if you know the you kind of do the not the poor mouth, but you do the sort of you play down anything that's it's like our inability to take a compliment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like if so, you know, if you got a new job and it was a big promotion or it was a big money or you moved into a new house and it was a nice house and whatever,
yeah,
you'd immediately have to try and find a way to tone it down.
Tone it down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, yeah,
actually,
yeah.
You know, sure, I'll be probably in debt for an awful long time now.
Ah, yeah, no, Jez, I'll never pay for it now, yeah. Sure. It's the end of me, it's the end of me. Hopefully you'll live 6 months now and get to enjoy it, you know. Sure, she has it all spent and all. You start making up stuff nearly.
Absolutely.
So just make yourself not feel.
Rather than go, you know something, it's brilliant.
Yeah, that car's gorgeous. Ah, never gave me a day as good you, so not much trouble.
Sure, look, nobody leash now for a while.
Beans on toast for the next 4 years anyway. I suppose that's it, you know. But you do what you do. We make decisions, don't we? And then you go the other, way, where you play something up. Do you ever end up playing something up?
Rarely, because, you know me, PJ.
Well,
rarely.
I have. Here's the snob in me now, right? So you know, I like going on my holidays, love hotels and all that. The odd time when I can get a nice weekend break somewhere, you know, you try and stay somewhere that's fancy and whatever.
Bit posh.
Live it up a little, have a nice dinner. I love all that.
Yeah.
Get a fine whiskey. Oh, you know. And then one of your mates go, oh, I love that too. Yeah, mad into it. Come here. You and your missus should come with us. We go every year. We go to this place. It's called the Ritzer. Hotel Ritzer. And it's in Benidorm, right? And it's all proper now. It's proper 3-star Benidorm, right? And honestly, the pool is all... They clean the pool 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And you'll love it. Loads of United fans. Loads of Dubs.
Yeah, loads of football
loads
jerseys
of Dubs,
and everything
yeah.
and all that, yeah.
And the fucking burgers look exactly like the ones in the pictures in the restaurant. And you're going, you should come with us. And going, I would... And you play it up then. That sounds gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, yeah.
No way, wow.
Well,
okay.
That sounds gorgeous. I think I'm going to space that day. I'm so sorry I missed it. It sounds amazing. I can't believe I'm missing out.
I'm booking another time. We'll just
put it off.
I tell you, I need to just check. Check. Yeah,
ring her now. Ring her now and ask her when she's free. We'll go anytime. Ring her now and ask her when she's free. Tell her what it is. The Ritz are the 3-star. Tell her to Google it there. They have a website from 1991. They haven't even updated it. They didn't need to. It's perfect. Most beautiful place in the world. Ask her to ring Anto, who works there, and tell him Slash I told you to book you into the suite.
It is the worst of
the
world.
You're like, no, I'm not doing it.
You want to turn around and go, be honest and say, to be honest with you now, I'd hate that.
And it's actually, there's great deals going now because there was a fella murdered there a month ago. All the rooms are free, you know. They've only just released the rooms because the police were using them for evidence. It's gorgeous. Great.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And you're only 30 minutes from the sea.
There you go.
Yeah.
So listen, I'll tell you what. We leave you with that because you probably want to go now and rush onto the internet and find out Hotel Ritzer in Benidorm. Yeah. So we'll let you go and do that.
Tell him Drive By Jimmy sent you. He's a regular.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
It was a rough morning for the M50 in particular. But there's always rough mornings for somebody.
It's always rough mornings,
you know,
isn't it?
Even if it's just you.
Even if it is.
Yeah.
True.
It doesn't have to be kind of affecting everybody. It could be just you.
Just some idiot annoying you in their own car. The Telegraph did a collection of that. You know, they ask people, what, in your mind, when you're driving, what infuriates you that you maybe don't hear about every day, you know?
Yeah.
And that isn't just cutting you off or whatever, you know, but just, and one of the worst behaviours is, you know, you're going down the road, minding your own business, in the left-hand lane, on a dual carriageway or a motorway, and in the merging lane, someone's there comes and they're as if all the traffic should slow down so I can get out. You know, so you know that's
one of the gripes, isn't
that's
it?
That's one of the major gripes.
That
yeah.
people coming onto a
yeah,
whatever.
That people
what
are
is the rule?
On,
is the rule you're supposed to let them out, or is
no,
the rule
is
they're
they,
supposed to wait for an appropriate moment to join?
They come on to they join at an appropriate moment. You can't join flowing traffic by holding up all the flowing traffic. You wait till you get the space and you come out. You know.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh no, I'm going. I'm going 120. What do you expect me to do? The exact same thing you expect them to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. And then there's tailgating is one of those things as well. This is where the survey seems to be a bit like, I'm going to pick on people, right?
Yeah.
It's tailgating. But the actual complaint, one person puts in, it goes, I hate being tailgated. That's not the end of the sentence, though.
Yeah.
By German saloons. You're like, there's no need for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine being tailgated by giant trucks or Japanese imports or anything like that.
If it's a normal person in a Toyota, no problem. But if it's one of those toppers in a German saloon,
Yeah.
You know, Jim and me, both tossers in German saloons.
Correct. So
taking
like,
this one personal. Yeah,
absolutely. Hurt. You know, we are hurt.
And then there's like things that, all, one of the pet hates, this is a pet hate of mine as well. And I know everybody should stick to the speed limit and everything, but sometimes you feel like they're after you. You know, it's 120k. And then you're coming off the motorway, suddenly it's 60k, and there's a speed van right there going, hey!
Yeah, yeah. Right beside
the
sign. But the
road's the same.
Yeah.
But the road is essentially the same, and you're like, this feels
that's
like...
That's the old fish in a barrel thing,
isn't
it?
This is a fishing net, right?
Yeah.
That's one of those. And then you see this a lot out the Jim's Way, or, you know, not Jim's Way necessarily, but, you know, outside of, you know, civilization, you know, where you see signs... That would have maybe diversion, roadwork diversion signs.
Okay.
And you follow...
Why, does nobody in the city have roadworks now?
Oh, no. Well, we're used to modern technology and all. You know, you know the way you have to close the roads different. So you see modern diversion signs and you follow them all and then you see a car coming the other way and you go, right, so there's no... They've stopped the work.
It was just somebody forgot to pick up the sign.
They just didn't bring the signs in.
That would be
annoying. They left them there over the weekend.
Because you know what the other equivalent of that is, right? And you do see it sometimes. They're doing work on a road, right? And you're right. It does tend to be more of a rural road than whatever, right?
Oh, obviously.
And that is, and they'll be doing it, right? And they'll set up temporary traffic lights. Grand. Okay. Yeah. But then they won't be working on it, but they'll leave the temporary traffic lights.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So... And it's not like it's kind of a dangerous bend or whatever. You could understand if it was, you know, and you wouldn't be able to see what's coming. It might be a 100-yard stretch.
100 yards.
And you can see the other light.
Four men lying on the ground.
You can see the other light. And you're supposed to stop at a red light at, you know, 4 a.m. on a rural road.
And
when you can see. I can see where the other light. There's nothing. I can see for miles.
And those temporary lights, you can watch a whole episode of Coronation Street. In the time it takes them. Now, you don't watch things in your car, but you could. In the length of time it takes for them to change. I have no idea why they take so long to change.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Watching the countdown.
You're like suffering. Yeah.
360, 359.
Yeah. Getting there. Before we resume the count, here's some ads for your pleasure. All of those. And then people, like, you know, when there's left, right lanes and then... The right lane is the one you're supposed to be in. The left lane runs maybe into a parking zone, or you're supposed to only take left turns, and everybody uses it as a shoot up, let us in, I'm cutting yous off, queue jumping.
Oh,
that drives people nuts.
That is a nasty one.
Because you wouldn't do it if you were queuing at the bank.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it if you were queuing for donuts. You wouldn't do it getting on a plane.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're in a car, you're just like, everybody out of my way.
And you know those merging lanes as well, where you kind of, and they'll, people will deliberately go, they won't sort of wait for an opportunity or maybe to get let in or whatever. They'll go right to the end where they're kind of, they're literally kind of putting it up to you on the basis of, well, I've nowhere else to go.
You have nowhere else to go.
You have to let me in. And I have skipped about, you know, 500 yards of traffic.
I'm after skipping 50 cars just so you don't let me in. Who do you think you are?
Exactly.
Who do you think you are?
That's the attitude they give you.
I'm after skipping all those and I have to wait here for you. To not let
me in. They'll go deliberately. They won't sort of, as they go along, be looking for an opportunity. They'll go right to the very end, as you say, skip all of the traffic jam and then expect you to let them in at the very end.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's people who litter out their car windows and all that. You'd never see that in Jim's car. He's got dusty pheasants and everything. Jim's car is like a whole... Jim's car is as clean, it's like a hotel lobby. The last time I was in Jim's car, I thought I was going to have to buy a pair of trousers or something.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
By the way, you know we were talking earlier on about the Chinese New Year on the 29th, is it?
29th, yeah. We're only
asked you about the impact. So this is the year of the snake, you told me.
It is the year of the snake.
And I asked you about the impact it would have on us.
On our furry little friends, Jim over here.
Because I am year of the monkey.
Yes.
Which you took particular pleasure in, and as you do every year.
It's amazing.
Well, I tell you, the laugh is on you.
Why?
Because Frank's been on to say the lucky zodiac signs for 2025 include the dragon, the ox, the snake, the rooster, and the monkey.
Oh, no.
These signs can expect progress in careers.
Wow.
You might be on your own soon, buddy. Finances and relationships. This year emphasizes wisdom, strategy and growth, aligning with the characteristic traits of these signs.
Doesn't sound like the furry little friends I know and love, I can tell you that much.
Speaking of animals, right, if the Jurassic Park documentaries have taught us anything, it is that nature finds a way.
Yeah, they're thinking or trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. So the woolly mammoth that lived millions of years ago and all of that crack up on the icy plains. They're thinking of bringing it back. A company, a biotech company called Colossal Biosciences, leading the charge to bring... Colossal Biosciences sounds like an evil organization in a Bond movie or something,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Doesn't it really? Colossal Bioscience. But they're working on it. They really are working on it. And they think they might be able to pull it off.
They say why? As in, why you would want to bring a woolly mammoth back?
Yeah, and I don't understand it. Because they're saying it could somehow help with global warming. That there's something in the woolly mammoth and in the woolly mammoth's makeup that could help us understand global warming. It seems like a really ridiculous excuse for a fella who just wants a hairy elephant. And who has loads of money.
If they do bring him back, will it be like Manny out of Ice Age?
Yeah, can't imagine.
Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, they all sound like Ray Romano.
What's Ray Romano sound like again?
He's I don't know. He sounds like a woolly mammoth.
I just did literally the ad off the guy for Gino and Ginelli.
But
that's
anyway,
what they're saying. So it's Dallas-based engineering company. It has $200 million to spend on this to make their dream a reality. And they say it's not about cloning. So they're not like doing the traditional idea of cloning, as if traditional cloning is a thing. But that it's about rewriting and rewiring DNA to create sort of a mammoth hybrid. So it would be a mix of the modern Asian elephant and would have the traits of a woolly mammoth. That sounds a bit mad. So they'd bring it back, tick four. It would have extreme cold resistance and an ability to thrive back up in the Arctic. And then it gets into all the science, like the stem cell technology and the artificial womb they would use to make
it happen.
If they
do that, then I assume it opens the door to bringing back all sorts of things.
Of course it does, yeah.
I mean, you could pick your, you know, like what would you bring back?
The Jack Russell that I used to hang around with when I was a young clown.
Yeah, somebody would definitely take it like that.
Yeah, go,
you can bring back any species from the past.
Can I get Ma's cat? She used to love that cat.
It got run over and it was my fault because I left the door open.
I still have it in the back
garden. She never forgave me.
He's been buried in there for about 25 years, actually. Yeah, people have misunderstood it. It won't be specific animals, obviously, with a specific sort of traits like that. But any species. I mean, but then you'll get people again who won't understand. They'll be like, what would you bring back? You'll be like, unicorns.
Yeah, bring back mermaids. I never saw one of them.
I was always wanting to see one of them horny horses running around in the Wicklow Mountains. Love to see that, yeah. Mermaids, I'd say they're deadly and all. You know, bring them back. I'd hate to see one catch one in the net on a rent, though. That'd be terrible. Yeah, not exactly what we're looking for here. But you know, some people would. You
bring
know.
Back that Sphinx. You know that one? Outside the pyramids and all.
Yeah, you know, the cat.
The one with the cat head.
The cat with the big beard and the human head.
People think they'd be bringing them back for circuses or something.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'd love to go to the circus, see one of them standing up. Yeah,
wow.
A cyclops and all.
I'm trying to think, would there be anything that would be actually beneficial?
I can't think of any that would really fit in the modern world to such an extent, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, but that's it. People, you know the way there's always someone around your area that keeps snakes or has a long mouse or anything like that. You know, you'd end up... what are they called? Ferrets. Right. There's always...
A ferret is a long mouse, isn't it? Well...
Yeah, yeah. So that's it. You'll get some lad in Finglas and then he'd be going, yeah, I want to get two velociraptors. You know, everybody has staffies now. I want to have two velociraptors and walk them through the park.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
If you need a little bit of a solution to storms in your relationship, if you're in that one of those relationships, right, where there's always rows over what to watch, what to eat, what to do, whatever it is, right? Well, I tell you something. Turn the volume up because we're about to land the ultimate formula to resolve all of those issues.
I think we cracked it. I just found this list this morning, one of these silly things, instructions on how to be a happy couple, right?
Right.
And there's loads of them there. But then this stuck out, especially to me and Jim, we can't agree on anything, right? The 5-3-1 method. Use it. Use it often. Use it for everything. So what is the 5-3-1 method, right? Well, basically, you know the usual, what you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. Well, what do you want? Chicken or fish or whatever? I don't really like chicken or fish anymore. You can't think of anything, right?
Right.
So, the 5-3-1 method. One of you says, okay, I'm going to pick five things, right? So you pick five things. Then the other person has to pick three things. You know, three of...
From the five.
From the five. You don't just... Another three. Just
okay.
And that narrows it down to three. It's deflected right back to the person with the five and they pick one. You can do it for anything. You can do it for outings. You can do it for food. You can do it for Netflix shows. You can do it for what you're going to wear. You can do it for any of these things. So,
right.
So I, it's great. I think we
it
should.
It does. Yeah, well, it's, I mean, yeah. And everybody agrees to abide by whatever it ends up being.
Exactly. That's it. That's how
there's
it
no sort of like, you can't chime in at the very start and go, well, I don't like any of those five.
No, that's not the... No, you can't do that. This is the
right
method to get
so
to the show.
If it was you and I, right?
Right, so we want to get something to eat.
So I go, okay, are we going to get Chinese food? Mm. Will we get something from the chipper?
Mm.
Will we get Indian food?
Yeah.
Will we get pizza? Or will we get sushi?
Unbelievable. Man can't even think of five foods.
That's what I mean.
A man who eats sausages 8 times a day. I would say from those, pizza, Chinese, Indian.
Oh, so now I pick a pizza, Chinese, Indian.
Yeah.
Right. At the moment, actually, I'm feeling kind of pizza.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, later on in the evening, that could have changed, but you're right. At the moment, if we're talking about now at 8:10 in the morning,
yeah,
I'm feeling pizza.
But you know what?
In fact, could we go and get a pizza?
Do you know what? I'm really glad you said that. And I'm actually really glad you did it the way you did it. It shows again, Jim is a very nice man who plays openly with an open heart. If it was me that got to do the first five, I wouldn't. There's still a way to manipulate people, you know. I like manipulating people. So if you gave me the five choices...
Okay,
I
so we'll do it with you choosing the five then. So you start with the five then.
Right.
Okay. So this is again, it's food, is it? We're going for... Right,
okay. I would like prawn fried rice, chicken curry, kung pao, beef kung pao, chicken balls... A 3-1 or a 4-1.
For a start, I think you did 6, but anyway, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Wow. Yeah. So what you've basically done there is given me a Chinese menu. So we're definitely having Chinese food.
Okay, I agree.
Right, brilliant. Okay, well, in that case, I'll have chicken balls.
Yeah.
In fact, the 3-1, the 4-1, and I forgot what you said. Put the chicken balls in as well.
Good. I'll do that in a larger pizza as well, for good measure.
Right. Yeah. What was the solution? We were presenting this as the solution so that, you know, all parties would be happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That, and you've manipulated it into literally the way to do it is if you really know what you want yourself the other half doesn't agree,
well, what I would have
you
done,
just force them down the alley of what you want.
Well, the way you wanted to get for pizza, I mean, if you had half a brain, you would have said, right, okay, we're going to have pepperoni pizza, margarita pizza, chili pizza. You know,
I wouldn't have wanted that. I would have probably had to go with, I would have started with, we can have a meat feast. We could have a mighty meaty.
You see, there you go.
We could have an all meat.
All meat, yeah.
Yeah. So which one of them would you have liked?
That's Jim. We can go for 3 meat, 4 meat, 5 meat, 6 meat, 7 meat.
Yeah. Do you want it? Yeah, we can have pepperoni. We can have pepperoni with ham. We can have pepperoni with ham spiced beef.
Just shows, no matter what, you always will have, you know. And that's like, what would you like to do tonight? It'll be the same. We could go to Heinz's. We could go to Dempsey's. We could go to Lyons. We could go to town, you know.
Yeah.
And you're still getting basically what you want, aren't you? You know, you're still getting what you want, you know.
So we literally presented this as a solution to resolve issues between people who had trouble, you know, who were procrastinating about what to get. And you've just turned it into the dark arts of how to manipulate your other half to get exactly what you wanted in the first place.
I didn't mean to do it. If you don't want to go out, what do you want to do? Pick five things. We can go have a nap on the couch. We can watch Netflix. We can watch Prime. We can get a takeaway. But number five, you could leave.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
We're always consistently told that we're poor about. It's not just money. Apparently, we're all time poor.
Time poor. And that's...
We never have enough time.
And then, I mean, you read stories like this. It says 51% of people couldn't survive in the modern world unless they were multitasking. Grant, that's fair enough. But now it's gone another level. Multitasking, they're relaxation with some other form of productivity.
So that's multitasking your relaxation.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to relax. I'm just going to watch some TV.
Okay.
And while I'm watching TV, to wind down, I'll answer all those work emails I didn't get around to when I was in work. That type of thing.
Ridiculous.
Therefore, it's not relaxation, you know? I have to go to the toilet. I'll just take my computer with me. And when I'm in there, I can blur out the background and do a Microsoft Teams meeting or something. You know,
surely
it's insane.
Surely going to the toilet doesn't get classified as relaxation. I mean, surely that's an essential...
The best part of my day, I'll be honest with you. I'm not even going to joke about that. And then they say, you know, like if you're going to listen to an audio book or you're going to listen and catch up with your favourite podcast, why not do the ironing and laundry at the same time? Well, because it totally defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
These are given to us as tips, as ideas, good ideas to make the most of your relaxation and your downtime. Here's the best way to make the most of your relaxation and downtime. Turn off your phone and don't talk to anyone. And if anyone walks, says, ask for you, slam the door.
Yeah.
And be in a huff. Don't. Be listening.
I mean, who's behind that now? Who's behind that? Because
I don't know.
I thought the whole thing of like...
They're now saying, even when you're getting ready for work, make it quicker and more productive by brushing your teeth while you're in the shower. I brush my teeth where I want to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Not going to be like one hand... I'd love to rub your belly and your head at the same time.
I'd love to know who's forcing that agenda. Because I thought the whole idea was that you had to... What happened to work-life balance?
Yeah, that's the whole point. And these days, when you have people like me harping on consistently, annoying Jim no end, about mental health and, you know, how you're supposed to unplug... And how your boss shouldn't be allowed to hassle you after work, and how you should be allowed to enjoy... And how it's important... To enjoy nothingness and mindfulness and all that.
Yeah.
That you have.
And there's
on
no
one
relaxation.
Hand,
where's the relaxation if you're concentrating on doing something?
I know, it's crazy.
You know what I mean? It's
don't just cook for the children and help them with their homework. Put the food on. Then. So, this is given as like an idea, as a good idea. This is an appalling idea.
Well, it's not
idea.
A good idea.
Just don't. Just tell the kids they don't have to do their homework. It's not that important. I'll sign that. I'll sign that. Do what you want.
Again, I'd just like to point out that that is not official advice from anybody, and we would all like to disassociate ourselves. I can't even say it. Disassociate ourselves from PJ's.
It's company. Official advice from me. Get a McDonald's and tell them it doesn't matter. It's only school.
It's a good job the kids aren't in the car at the moment.
It doesn't matter. It's only school. And let's face it, no one's ever going to ask you for your 40-year maths results. Online shopping while you're doing a work meeting. Well, that's okay, because that just means you're not listening to the meeting. First one I support, actually. And it even says, and get this, this I think is absolutely bananas, right? When you're internet dating or looking for a mate, why not do it? Why not do it when you're shopping in the supermarket? Are you serious? So you can't even think, I'd love to find someone in life to share this unbearable load. Where I have to do multiple things at once.
Yeah.
And even while you're doing that, you're supposed to be going, right, what do I need to get for everyone for dinner while also looking for a partner in my life? You know?
Have to be careful with that as
Seriously.
Well. Shopping while... You're effectively shopping while shopping for a partner.
You'd end up doing something stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
The manager would come over and say...
Seeking tin of beans for a long-term relationship.
Yeah. Walking up to the manager. Do you have any pepper? Yeah. Are you single, by the way?
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.